community council members and fellow Rockland residents. My name is Graham Jeffries. I'm a resident of West Meadow Road. Here tonight because I believe that our community should take action to protect our food culture by adopting a food sovereignty resolution or ordinance. I'm in support of many of the food safety regulations that we have. There's a genuine public interest motivation for food regulation. Food safety measures must balance, on one hand, the risk of losing local economic activity, which would not have caused illness, and then on the other hand, the failure to prevent foodborne illness that could or should have been prevented with oversight. But getting this balance right is a hard problem. It's a fundamental problem in food safety policy at all scales of state. In my view, food safety regulation should focus on achieving standards for food safety outcomes rather than not food safety processes. Promote sustainability in terms of ecology, economy, and health. And finally, avoid favoring large producers over small producers. I believe that individuals should, with informed consent, be entitled to purchase food and beverages that have been produced, that the producer of those goods was involved with the for the private consumption without undue regulation. Unfortunately, this type of activity currently conflicts with a lot of some national and state level regulations, and these include things like requirements of certain preservation preservatives, in cured meats, requires the use of metal instead of traditional wooden trays for cheese aging, and also stipulates that high fixed costs of compliance for the Food Safety and Modernization Act are met by all, regardless of scale. I see that there are some questions about the legal standing of food sovereignty ordinances, as was demonstrated in the Blue Hill court cases. But I think that Rockland passing a food sovereignty ordinance has a critical contribution to make. I think that Rockland should proclaim the support for food sovereignty in the form of resolution or ordinance, and that this will send a message to the State House and other main towns that are considering this, demanding better food safety policy, which respects and supports local food culture, traditions, individual autonomy, and resilient food systems. So please, let's join in the chorus of the other main towns, six counties, in passing the food safety and food sovereignty ordinance.
Thank you, Greg. That ends our public comment session.